played in, this is your third AFC championship. What makes this one special for you?
You know, I mean, they're all pretty special. Just to get to the point of playing for an AFC championship, it's not very easy to make it to this game. So, again, any time that you are able to make it to this point, you're definitely proud that you've been able to accomplish the things that you have throughout the year. So, you know, this year, I would just say that we've been through a lot of, you know, ups and downs, and we've been very tough. And, you know, it hasn't been a surprise to us, because we know how hard we work, we know how much we put into it, as opposed to on the outside this building, how surprised people are that we're here.
You know, with this being the AFC Championship, there's obviously going to be more distractions, more commitments to the media and other different things. How is the team, and especially these younger players that are playing on your defense, how are they, I guess, focusing, and how is that working?
Well, I mean, you really just have to understand, you know, the magnitude of the game, how big this game is, and just really focus in on what the job at hand is. And again, that's to win this game. So you prepare like you've never prepared before. You put in all the work that you can, and you know, you hope that with all the preparation throughout the week and the things that you do, help you go out there on Sunday and just play hard and not think. You know, that's the one thing about football, is if you can prepare and you're out there and you're 100% into everything that you've done for the week, then pretty much game time is just, you know, getting after it and playing fast. So, you know, I think that, again, you just emphasize how big the game is and how hard and the things that you've done to get here, how hard it's been. So you just want to really make sure that you go out there and leave it all out on the field.
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, Rob, about Omaha, the cadence of Peyton this week. But are there other things that he does to try and change the look, either from game to game, series to series, within a game? Yeah. Are there things that he can do to give you a totally different look on defense?
I mean, what the guy does is, I mean, it's pretty amazing how he's able to command everything and change a play and try and pick the perfect play against your defense. And, you know, the whole Omaha thing, the ball's going to be snapped, you know, either way. So whatever he's saying before it, you know, it really doesn't matter. You just got to go out there and execute. And, you know, you try your best just to really just stay focused and not jump off sides. That's huge. You can't do that, because that's just hurting your team. And really just focus on doing your job. And that's what it all comes down to, is everyone playing together and doing their jobs to the best of their abilities.
Is it difficult to go back and look at the film of November 24th and think there might be a chance he does this, or is it it's more than likely he's going to change the look in a certain situation altogether, so the defense can't prepare for that?
You know, I really think you just got to go out there and you got to play. You know, you can't be worried about what they're going to do, you know, what they're going to check to. You know, you just, whatever play is in and whatever you're defending, you go out there and you do it to the best of your ability, because obviously they're always checking, they're always moving, they're always doing something on you. So odds of you guessing perfect every single time aren't going to be correct anyway. So you just have to go out there and play hard, play fast. And, you know, defense is all about reacting, read and react. So, you know, whatever they show, whatever happens, you just play fast, you react to everything, and you just make plays, and everyone be around the ball. And that's how things happen.
Rob, Jamie Collins had a breakout game on Saturday. Did you know that was in his repertoire, or was kind of just waiting to break out, and were you surprised Saturday with the effort he had?
No, I definitely wasn't surprised at all. I mean, Jamie's an unbelievable talent. He's very talented as far as athletic ability. He's very smart, and, you know, I think, again, sky's the limit for him. He's going to be a great football player for us, and I'm happy that he was out there making plays for us. That's what we need right now in the playoffs. Everyone needs to step up and make plays. So, you know, I expect him to be out there flying around making plays. You know, that's just the way it is. In the playoffs, everyone's got to step up. Certain guys have to step up. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. Go out there and make plays, and that's how you win.
Given all the stress that kind of comes throughout the season, especially when you get to this point, this deep in the season, at what point can you kind of start to appreciate and maybe enjoy the moment, or is it all kind of wall-to-wall work for you?
To be honest, it's not stressful for me. I'm excited about the opportunity. I think it's just knowing how hard you've worked and the time you've put in throughout the whole season. It doesn't just start in the season. It starts in the off season, preparing for the season, you know, and there's a lot of work that goes into it that, you know, a lot of people don't see, that you just remember moving forward that, hey, I put in all this time and effort and I want a reward for it. So that comes with winning. And around here, we win a lot. So I think that's, you know, it's not work is, that's great for me because we have the benefits of the work, you know, and that's winning. So, you know, I'll continue just doing my best and working hard to continue to win. And that's just the mentality around here.
Do you ever get jaded by it because you guys have come so close to winning it all, that these kind of steps in between just seem like things to get through rather than to kind of, you know?
You can't get there unless you put in the work. So you can never expect anything, especially in the NFL. Every year is a new year, and you don't know how long you're going to play. You know, one play you could be done, your career could be over. So for me, I just, every year is a new year. I put in just as much work every single season. I thought, hey, this is my chance to go out here and play football and win a championship. That's what on everyone's mind when you're, you know, a little kid. Like, hey, this would be unbelievable to play in a game, AFC championship game. It's an amazing feeling. So for us, we just have to make sure that we go out there and, you know, do what we've always done, and that's work hard during the week, prepare well, and go out there and play hard.
Is the fact that you guys gave up 280 yards rushing in that last meeting?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it bothers you. Yeah, of course. A defensive, anybody on defense, you know, you pride yourself in stopping the run, and when they're able to run the ball on you, it's not a good feeling. So, you know, that's one part of the playing defense you can't have. You can't have games like that where you're giving up that many yards on the ground. And, you know, we got a tough challenge for us. They're a good football team and do a lot of great things in the run game. So, again, it just comes down to watching the tapes and the things that they did against us and knowing that they'll probably try and repeat some of those runs and then also some things that they haven't shown to us.
How much has Semenga helped shore that up?
Oh, yeah, Silver's done a great job for us. You know, he's a big guy, big body, hard to move that guy. So, you know, him coming in and stepping up and making plays, you know, that's awesome. So definitely happy that he's been able to step up for us and be key on the D-line.
I asked Chandler yesterday, being an edge rusher, he said he can't think pass every single play, and that's one of the reasons he thought that they ran the ball pretty well last time. Your thoughts on the fine line between wanting to get to Peyton, wanting to get pressure on the passer, and keeping your run responsibilities?
Well, I mean, football first and foremost, when you're a defensive lineman, you need to stop the run. That's, if you can't stop the run, they're not going to want to throw the ball anyway. So, you know, again, I think that you just have to do a great job of understanding situations, where they're at on the field, what's the down and distance, that all plays into, you know, what they're going to do. So again, I think as a D lineman, you just have to make sure that you stop the run. You know, if you don't stop the run, they're just going to keep pounding it on you and building momentum. You know, that's not a good thing. So D line, you know, it's on us to stop the run.
Just to follow up on Silver, Saliga, how impressed, not just you, but I guess everybody is with what he's been able to do sort of coming in late into the year and being put into this position where he's able to make plays and has these opportunities?
Well, I think I've said it before that, you know, everybody wants an opportunity to play. And I think that he's bounced around a little bit. He's been to a couple teams. Was on the practice squad, and you just want a chance. So when you're given that opportunity, you have to go out there and make the best of it. And I think that he's made the best of his opportunities. And moving forward, you know, I think that he's definitely going to continue to capitalize on those opportunities. Because, I mean, I've been in that same position where I was a practice squad guy, and all you're doing is wanting a chance to show somebody that you can go play football. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen the first or second year, but you get a chance and you only have one shot. So when you get that opportunity, you can't let it slip by.
I just want to get your thoughts as well that, you know, just in the last 2 weeks we've had these conversations about players recently with the Patriots, Deion Branch last week going to the Colts, Marquise Cole going to the Broncos now, a guy like Silver who has, you know, spent time in all these different organizations. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of insight a guy like that can give?
I mean, you know, that's the one thing about the NFL. There's always going to be guys that have played on a team with you that go to another team. You know, it happens every single year. So, you know, again, I think you just focus in on who's here and who you're playing with, as opposed to, you know, who's not here and who's on another team, you know. So, again, you just go out there and who's ever out there with you, you know, you all ride together.
Was it nice seeing Tom out there again today?
Yeah, definitely. You know, happy that he's back and feeling better. Thank you.